This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I'd like to talk, if I can, for a few minutes about an issue that we've been discussing in great detail here on this program, and it has turned out to be a national conversation regarding the comments of radio talk show host Michael Savage, who until today was broadcast on this very station in the evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. Last week, we heard, and we've played it on this program before, and I won't be playing it ever again, but we heard what Michael Savage said about autism. He said it was, quote, a fraud, a racket, and he said in 99% of the cases that it was a brat who hasn't been told to cut the act out. That's what autism is. And then he seemed to make fun of the fact that many of the kids can't talk, but can only scream. And we learned today that WINA News Radio 1070 WINA has pulled Michael Savage from our airwaves here in our community and will now be replaced with the Dave Ramsey Show, a decision which I applaud. I want to back up for a minute, though, and just share with you a little context for this story. I can remember the day when my son, my six-year-old son who's diagnosed with autism, I can remember the day when he stopped playing. I remember it very, very vividly. And I turned to Allison and I said, "Allison, he stopped playing." And she said, "No, you know, kids go through stages. I think he's just going through a stage. I wouldn't worry about it." Until then, you know, my son is a twin. We have boy-girl twins. And until then, we had been really concerned about the developmental pace of our daughter. And we actually went to a doctor and said, "You know, our son is walking and talking and playing with us. And he seems to be progressing really rapidly. But our daughter isn't keeping pace. What's going on?" We were worried about her. But our little boy was doing so well. It was amazing. And then one day, he stopped looking at us, he stopped playing, and he got very, very quiet. And he started just sort of, I guess you could just say he was just staring into the middle distance. He would look right through you. And it was very, very frightening and very scary. And I remember that moment, and I always will, when I realize that something was wrong. The next few years, of course, our family, no different from any family, which is faces this tragedy that is autism. You know, we dealt with the screaming and the sleepless nights and the diarrhea and the throwing things. And it is an awful tragedy that I would never wish on any child. And we have dealt with it the best that we can. But in many ways, every day is like treading water. So I can tell you there are things I'll never forget. I remember being in the National Air and Space Museum when my son, whose name is Whitman, when Whitman started screaming, and we didn't know why. We had no idea why. And looking back, I think it had something to do with just the noise in the place, but he couldn't stop screaming, and I couldn't stop him from screaming, so I just picked him up and carried him out. And I hope that you never have a situation where you look around and you're in the National Air and Space Museum and every face that you can see is looking at you with this awful stare that seems to say, "Can't you just control your brat?" Just last week, we were in a restaurant, and I had to pick him up and carry him out because he couldn't express himself, and he started screaming and throwing some things. It is a horror. It is a daily horror that I don't wish on anyone. So, I tell you, I remember some days going to work, and it still happens. As a matter of fact, it happened recently. Some days going to work with scratches on my face, and people at work saying, "You know, what's wrong with your face?" And I just sort of say, "That's my son. He got me." So when I heard Michael Savage last week say that autism was a fraud and that these kids were faking and that they need a dad in their life to tell them to shut up and stop acting like putts. Of course I was outraged. And I felt like somebody had just hit me upside the head with a board. It was an awful feeling. So I shared with you, the listeners of this program, what that felt like and how ashamed and embarrassed I was that his show, which reaches 8 million people a week, that his show was broadcast on this station. And I did not ask you to call the station. I just shared with you how I felt. Some of you did, and I want to thank you for that. And I got a lot of emails from people and phone calls who shared their thoughts that they didn't think he should be welcome in this community on our public airwaves. And I want to thank you for that. WINA announced today that he was going to be pulled from this station and that his radio program was not welcome in our community. And for that, I am so proud. I am so proud of this company for doing the right thing. Not only, and I shared this with some folks here, not only did I think it's the right thing to do, I think it's a good business decision, but they did the right thing. And I hope that the majority of listeners of WINA would join me in thanking the folks here, especially Rick Daniels, who took leadership on this, who's a program director at WINA, Renee Quisenberry, who's the general manager, and Steve Goldstein, who's the vice president for programming for Saga, which owns this company. They have done the right thing, and I applaud them, not only as somebody who works here, who is so proud of them for doing that, but as a father with a little boy who struggles every day, who really fights every day, I am so proud of this company for getting that trash off the air and for saying goodbye to this man who I know in my heart he doesn't know what he's talking about. He really doesn't. He has no idea. He has no idea. So thank you to WINA. Thank you to the listeners of this station who cared enough to send an email and make a phone call and get involved and just let this company know that these comments aren't welcome. They're over the line. Way beyond anything Don Imus ever said. And I think want to thank everyone who has sent Allison and I emails wishing us the best and wishing Whitman the best and with their prayers and thoughts for him and for the many, many thousands of children out there who are facing this illness every day and doing the best that they can. We're going to break for local news here at the bottom of the hour. Thank you all so much. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.